I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin, it's another Tuesday, so time for another K-drama review with your K-drama Tita. Now, the K-drama in today's episode is one that has been suggested as well over on social media. I've got some messages suggesting that I should watch daw this K-drama. And honestly, kung di kayo nag-message, kung di ko nakita yung mga messages nyo, and siguro na rin yung mga snippets nitong K-drama na ito on social media, like for example, TikTok, di talaga ako magkaka-interes sa kanya. Kasi sa title pa lang, tunog na pang bagets po itong K-drama na ito. And alam niyo naman siguro na medyo graduate na ang inyong tita sa mga teeny boppers. Hindi na po ako makarelate sa karamihan sa kanila. So hindi na graduate na ako sa mga teeny bopper type of series or coming of age genre. Pero this teen K-drama, teen barkada K-drama daw comes with a twist. And that for me made it exciting, more exciting to watch. So I was convinced when I read that this is also involving a sort of like a twist into the story. So it's not just your regular teeny bopper K-drama. So merong twist. But is that twist enough to make you want to watch the K-drama? Well, we will talk about that in a bit, along with all my other opinions of this K-drama. But again, just a warning, this episode is full of spoilers. So kung ayaw mo makarinig ng any spoilers, then skip mo na muna itong episode. But if you're ready, it's time to talk about the coming of age K-drama from TVN, Twinkling Watermelon. Twinkling Watermelon, as per Wikipedia, tells the story of a koda boy, or a child of deaf adult, with a natural talent for music, who travels back in time to 1995. So that's the twist of this K-drama. So this is not just your regular teeny bopper coming-of-age K-drama. This also involves time traveling. So anyway, this koda boy joins a band with his father, with his childhood father, and forms a band called Watermelon Sugar. With the suspicious youths, he meets there and communicates with them through music. So yes, again, like I said, the twist in this coming of age series is the time travel element that is added to the story. Now, the K-drama stars four of the upcoming actors, one of the upcoming actors and actresses of this generation. So, and again, I apologize for the pronunciation of their names. I'm so sorry. So we've got Rion, who plays the lead role of Ha Yun-gyul, who is a koda boy. And playing as his father in the year 1995 is Choi Yun-wook. So Choi Yun-wook, I think the last time I've seen him is Weak Hero Class 1, I think. So he has been around also for Rion. I've seen them in several K-dramas. I saw them when they were very, very young as well. Well, not so young. I think mga parang 3-4 years ago nung napanood ko yung mga K-dramas nila. But anyway, they're one of the upcoming male leads of this generation. So, few more years and mga magsosolo na din ito with their own lead role and, you know, just them in the K-drama. But so far dito, para silang co-leads. Tama bang pag... Basta magkakahati-hati sila dito. Anyway, along with those two, we've got the beautiful Sol Ina, who plays the role... she actually played two roles in this K-drama. And then we also have Shin Yoon-so, who was very good in her role as a deaf teenager in this K-drama. So she was actually amazing in this K-drama. Kasi throughout the series, hindi siya nagsasalita. Although, syempre, yung voice niya was also used for the narrations, but she was just acting by just the expression, her eyes, but no voice, which is actually very interesting to watch as well. So anyway, so yeah. So those four leads the cast of this K-drama, Twinkling Watermelon. The series is a total of 16 episodes and is available for streaming through Viu or Viki. So sa mga tulad ko na nasa North America, Viki naman yung sa atin. Sa mga sa Pilipinas, I think it's through Viu. So dun mo siya mapapanood. Now, public service announcement lang. I think half of the episodes or more than half of it are co-produced with CJENM Entertainment. So hinaan nyo ang volume sa simula. Kasi magugulat po kayo sa intro. Ay, ewan ko ba kung bakit ganun yung sound ng CJENM Entertainment. Yung parang kanilang, anong tawag dun? Parang billboard nila. Anyway, so ilang beses po akong muntikan ng ano, atakin sa puso dahil sa intro. Kasi yung sa Viki, ang tahimik lang. Normal lang na sound kasi nasa tamang volume lang naman. Tapos biglang, heto yung CJENM talagang ta-da-ding! Nagugulat ako every time. Pero ilang episodes lang ata yung sponsors nila. So bandang dulo, wala na. So anyway, I don't know if that's just sa Viki or if it's also something na nakita nyo sa Viu. But I want to say that means that they co-produced some of the episodes. But anyway. But aside from that, okay, aside from nakakagulat na intro ng ano, CJENM, Twinkling Watermelon is actually one of the 3K dramas now na pinanood ko talaga yung opening billboard or yung intro na sinasabi every episode. Usually kasi sa akin, mga pamangkin, pinapanood ko lang yung intro sa first episode kasi syempre it's the first time. So pinapanood ko talaga yung buong intro, hindi ko kiniklik yung skip intro na option sa Netflix, sa Viu, or sa Disney Plus. Hindi ko yung ni-skip. So usually pinapanood ko sa first episode, pero after that, every other episode na ini-skip ko na siya. Okay, until maybe yung last episode na mismo where I watch it again in full because that's the last episode. So parang one last time, let me just watch the intro again. But for Twinkling Watermelon, I really wanted to watch every episode, every intro of every episode kasi ang cute. Ang cute talaga sa paningin ko ng intro nila. Nakaka good vibes yung intro, and I just love a good anime intro. Bihira na kasi yung pinag-effortan talaga yung mga intro. So itong Twinkling Watermelon, ang naalala ko pa is yung $1 Lawyer, isa din yun sa mga magaganda yung intro na talagang pinanood ko every episode. Animated din yung kanyang intro, it's really a anime. And then yung Extraordinary Attorney. Well, yun naman sa Extraordinary Attorney, talagang there's something about its intro, the music, the overall vibes of it, na very talagang relaxing. So, yun, yung tatlong yun, so far, yun yung talagang K-dramas na from start to finish, pinapanood ko yung intro niya. Hindi ko in-skip ni isang episode. I don't know if it's also something that you are looking forward as well when you were watching this K-drama, but that was something that I loved about it. Habang pinapanood ko yung intro, parang masaya lang talaga yung feeling ko. Speaking of masaya, one thing that I also loved about the K-drama is how chaotic but fun it is. At ito yung ini-expect ko sa mga coming of age K-dramas. And again, this could just be me, okay? But I personally, I'm not a fan of very serious coming-of-age K-dramas. May mga ganda, yeah, sure. From time to time, I would love to watch as well. like yung mga K-dramas na very serious. But most of the time, I just, you know, I expect my coming of age K-dramas and teeny boppers to be chaotic but fun. Funny, comedy, just overall good vibes. Sometimes, yun nga, sabi ko nga, may mga magaganda, pero most of the time, I really prefer them to be chaotic but funny because that is it. That is how it is when you're young. Magulo kayo ng mga friends mo kapag magkakasama, may tuksuhan, may habulan, may sigawan, may tawanan. Riot talaga because you're young and immature and you're just happy being with your friends. So I'm glad I was able to get that from this K-drama. Yes, may drama din itong Twinkling Watermelon. May drama din siya. And yes, I cried a lot in some of the scenes, lalo na yung last scene ng episode 15. Alam nyo na yon. Pero overall, masaya pa din siya panoorin. Kasi very light. Very light, which is just what you would expect from a teen K-drama. So, let's just keep it that way. I-reserve nyo na yung drama sa mga adult. Pag mga teeny boppers, mga ganyan lang. Coming of age, first crush, first love, puppy love, ganun. Pagkaya nga nasabi ko, di naman nagpahuli itong K-drama na ito, itong Twinkling Watermelon sa pagdating sa drama. So merong drama, hindi siya talagang pure na tawanan lang. You also gain a lot of lessons specifically on inclusivity. So that's something that I really got a lot from this K-drama, among a lot of other things. And a lot of other lessons, of course. And yeah, and this K-drama inspired me to learn sign language. Again, ako medyo ano, ganun yung nangyayari sa akin pag super focused ako sa isang K-drama. Talagang madali akong ma-influence. And ito nang na-influence na naman po ako. So medyo na-inspire ang inyong tita to learn sign language. So I've downloaded an app and I am learning now a few things, just basic ones. But I am inspired to get to know more about the sign language. And yeah, so I've always wanted to learn anyway a new language, but my very matigas na accent, as you know, as you may have noticed, medyo matigas po talaga yung accent ko kasi medyo Bisakol ako eh. So Bisaya, Bicolano, and at the same time, eto na po talaga yon. Ganito po talaga ako magsalita. So my very matigas na accent is not fitting with any other language unless siguro German, which is napakahirap naman. Ayoko namang aralin yon. Pero I tried learning French. I tried learning Korean, of course, Spanish. Pero ang sagwa pakinggan ng accent ko with tapos yung mga language ko. Tapos yung mga French, nangiging German. Nag-aral ako ng French. Usually, di ba, pag French, dapat malalambing. Diyos ko po, ang pangit ng accent ko. So, no, I gave up on them. So, next year, ang goal ko na lang is to learn basic sign language, at least with that hand gesture, so hindi na maririnig yung napakatigas kong accent. But yeah, this K-drama has definitely inspired me to learn it. So, hopefully, di ako tamarin. Now, another thing that I really love about Twinkling Watermelon are the songs. Oh my gosh. The songs that are part of its OST. It has been such a long time since may narinig akong OST na super nagandahan ako. The moment I heard it, super nagandahan ako. Tapos hinanap ko agad sa Spotify and inad ko sa playlist ko. Like, the last time a K-drama made me do that was actually the OST for Our Beloved Summer. So I think yun yung ano, actually sa playlist ko parang sila yung last. Every other K-dramas I've watched after that, may mga magagandang songs, but they're not, you know, not that good that made me even want to add them on my playlist so I can listen to them over and over again.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So yeah, this definitely, Twinkling Water Menil had really great songs like Shining and Higher. I love those two songs. Kapag pinapakinggan ko, ang feeling ko, main character na naman po ako. Like if I listen to it while crossing the street on my way to work, I feel na ito yung mga unang, yung mga alam mo na, yung mga unang episodes, unang scenes ng unang episode ng K-drama na papasimula pa lang yung araw ng bidang babae. So may establishing scene pa lang tayo, kumbaga. So yun yung feeling ko. So try it pamangkin. Listen to the songs. Any of those two would definitely work for you. So listen to the song, especially while, you know, you're just walking to your way to work. Of course, wag naman kayo yung hindi nyo na naririnig na may mga papadaan ng mga kotse. So, syempre, tumawid tayo sa tamang tawiran. But I'm pertaining to, of course, when you are walking on the right path and you're just going on your way to your work, try listening to this, to any of the songs. Especially The Shining or Higher, either of those two, and you'll feel like you're a main character. It somehow lightens your day, to be honest. So anyway, overall, I want to say that the story itself, plus the songs and the cute bidas, of course, make it an overall very entertaining great drama for me. But obviously, it's not a perfect one, which could have been improved in so many different ways as well. One thing that I want to, you know, I wish they could have improved is yung story arc ni Oh Yun-yo or ni Choi Si-kyung. Anyway, the character played by Sol Ina. I feel as a viewer, I also deserve a closure. I also want to know what happened to her when she got back from time traveling. Anong changes nangyari sa buhay niya, ganun. Kasi diba, binago din niya yung buhay ng mga tao sa paligid niya. Yung mom niya, yung dad niya, yung grandfather niya. So it definitely had a butterfly effect. And speaking of butterfly effect, so since this is not the first time traveling story that I've watched, I've seen a lot, okay? It has been used for several K-dramas, okay? So this is not the first time traveling story that I've watched. I'm very familiar now with the concept of the butterfly effect, kumbaga. And how, you know, one simple change in the past can alter the future. And I know that this is not a hardcore sci-fi. So I feel, di masyado pinag-isipan yung plot. I think they're aiming more of the teeny bopper type of K-drama, so hindi nila masyado pinag-isipan yung sci-fi or yung science part of this story. So yun nga, because of that, I wish they could have, you know, tightened the story a bit more. Ang daming loose ends for me. Like, di dahil ang dami kong tanong. So hindi ko nga din alam kung saan ko sisimulan yung mga tanong ko. Like, sige, simulan natin dun sa di ba dahil tinulungan ni Yun-gyol si na maging close si Chong-ah, yung nanay niya sa lolo niya or sa papa ni Chong-ah. Kaya binubutcher ko na naman yung names. But anyway, di ba tinulungan ni Yun-gyol na maging close yung mag-ama. So, di ba by the last episode, may balak na dalhin si Chong-ah dun sa US para mag-aral and dun na forever tumira. I don't know kung na-miss ko lang, hindi ko ba napakinggan, may ginawa ba ako. Pero parang hindi ko narinig kung ano yung nangyari na parang what made them decide to stay in Korea. Because obviously, they have to meet together. I mean, they have to meet again. Si Chong at saka si Yi-chun. Tama ba yung mga pangalan na binibigay ko? Yi-chan! Mali-mali! Diyos ko, te. Yan, si Yi-chan tsaka si Chonga, diba? Diba, dapat magkita pa rin ulit sila. So, paano? Diba? So, parang, ano ang mangyayari sa mga, sa future? Kung ganito ngang dadalhin sa US, mag-aaral doon, hindi naman in-explain kung nag-decide ba silang wag na pumunta or something, bigla na lang nagkatuluyan pa rin sila. So, ang dami kong tanong. Ang dami kong hindi nasagot na katanungan. So, dahil doon, di ba, parang hindi ko, ewan, ang dami kong tanong kasi, yun nga, hindi na ilatag na maayos yung kwento. Pero, I guess I can forgive them. I can forgive the writers of this K-drama only because I see Twinkling Watermelon as a coming of age K-drama more than a time traveling story. So, kung medyo sci-fi, if they were leaning, kumbaga yung kung ibinibenta niyang kwento is that it's a sci-fi K-drama, then yeah, malamang siguro nakarinig kayo ng maraming reklamo from me. But I guess for now, I can forgive them even though ang daming loose ends, hindi maganda yung pagkakalatag. Simply because, again, I see it more of like a coming-of-age K-drama, to be honest. Ay, gusto ko pa palang malaman. Eto pa. Gusto ko pang malaman kung ano pang nangyari dun sa buwisit na stepmom ni Chong-a. Like, oh my gosh, tumaas na naman po yung blood pressure ko. Tumaas na naman po yung dugo ng inyong tita dahil sa kanya. Alam ko na may hustisya tayong nakamit, sort of. Pero mas gusto pa rin siyempre makita kung ano yung pagdurusa na pinagdaanan niya pa. Napaka-evil ko doon. Alright. Now, medyo minor pa sa akin yung issue na yun ah. Yung medyo magulong sci-fi part of it. But anyway, medyo minor lang yung sa akin. Ang main struggle ko, eto yung medyo naging paghihirap or hindi naman paghihirap, pero eto yung medyo pinaka issue ko, sabihin na natin ganun. Main struggle ko habang nanonood nitong K-drama is actually Sol Ina. And I'm so sorry, I am so sorry to the fans. Now, don't get me wrong, Sol Ina is a good actress, very, very pretty, and I love her sa Business Proposal. But when she's with the whole 1995 gang, she's sticking out like a sore thumb. Like, halata na naman, halata mong hindi siya belong sa group. I don't know. I can't say na it's because of her looks because she's very cute, okay? And somehow, yeah, she's very young looking, I want to say. So, I don't know if it's because of her looks, but somehow, di siya pasok sa chemistry ng grupo. Like, let's just say si Yoongil. Okay, si Yoongil, he's also from the future, diba, sa story. So, when he arrives, he also acts weird. He's from the future, blah, blah, blah. But as soon as he wore a school uniform, he blended well with everyone. Like, you can actually see that he somehow, hindi mo makikita na he's from the future, that he's someone different. And he blends well with everybody else. Pero si Ina talaga, I am so sorry, pero hindi ko alam kung bakit. Halata talaga sa akin na she's older than everyone else. And I actually, when I googled her age, she is the oldest among all of them. She blended well sa Business Proposal. Kasi naikukumpara ko siya dun sa Business Proposal. Kasi sa Business Proposal, apat din silang bida dun. Technically, apat din. Tapos dito, apat din sila. So, sa Business Proposal, she blended well with everyone in that K-drama. And I went on a research, of course. It's because their age are closer to each other. Her age at that time was closer with everybody else. Compared mo dito sa Twinkling Watermelon, everybody else is younger. So, she's really sticking out. And I'm so sorry. Halata lang talaga na she's older than the rest of the cast. And sadly, hindi siya naitago ng uniform or her cute haircut. And somehow, it affected her chemistry with Rion's character. I'm so sorry. Pero, like, kinilig ako kay Chonga and kay Yichan. So that tells me na nakakaramdam pa rin po ako ng kilig kahit na tita na ang inyong tita. Pero between Sekyong and Yunyul, medyo walay talaga eh. I don't know. Again, this could just be me. Let me know if you also felt the same way. Pero wala talaga siyang chemistry. Like si Sol Ina, she's very beautiful, but she doesn't blend well with anybody in this K-drama. She blended really well with Business Proposal, but not here. I'm so sorry. But anyway, so if I will rate Twinkling Watermelon on a scale of 1 to 10, I will still give this K-drama an 8.9. It's overall a light K-drama. Maybe too light na medyo, ayun nga, pang tining bopper pa rin yung a lot of the scenes of this K-drama. Chaotic, like I said, but really funny. Coming of age K-drama that's perfect for the family, but could be too light for some of you that needs more K-dramas that, you know, has deeper meanings, very deep lessons in it. So yeah, hindi mo siya mabibet kasi very light lang talaga siya. But yeah, you still get some lessons. Kakapulutan mo pa rin ng mga lessons. And it, again, it also inspires you to be a better person. It also is a nice throwback K-dramas to the jeans era. So my fellow titos and titas, you'll definitely love this K-drama because you will get to see some of the things that we had back in our days. Like for example, oh my gosh, tuwang-tuwa ako nung makakita ko ng cassette tape. When they were using a cassette player to record their songs. Oh my gosh, flashback. Flashback to the days na nire-record ko yung mga nasa radyo tapos nilalagay ko sa tape. Oh my gosh. But anyway, so this K-drama will also give you a kick on that throwback era. But anyway, this is again overall a much better K-drama than a lot of the K-dramas that premiered this year. And probably one of the better rom-com K-dramas of this year. Again, just maybe that part with Sol Ina is my concern. But everything else, they're good. So once again, may maisasama na po ako sa aking top 10 list at the end of this year. And maisasama ko na kasi maganda talaga siya. And not because pinipilit ko lang mabuo yung top 10. So far... mga pamangkin, medyo back-to-back. Siniswerte po tayo. Medyo back-to-back ang mga gandang napapanood natin. So hopefully, tuloy-tuloy na ito. So please, K-drama lords, K-drama gods and goddesses, please, sana mga ganda na po yung mga susunod na K-dramas kasi pagod na po akong kaka-skip or pagod na pagod akong kaka-remind ng Netflix na ituloy ko pa ba yung papanonood ko sa K-dramas na iniwan ko, na binitawan ko kalagitnaan or mga K-dramas na talagang ayoko na. And ang dami po nila from this year. I'm so sorry. But again, everything that I've said so far are just my opinion. Again, you could have a totally different opinion as well. You could probably love this K-drama more. You could probably hate it more. But let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's all at Anyong Tita. And with that, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Kamsamnida! Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Anyong Tita!
Hi, Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.